doo-doo in your hoo-hoo. I says, wait, so you were live streaming using an old camcorder? Yes, I am. That is something I think I need to do as well, is maybe make some short videos on how I do a lot of this stuff. I am using a VHS camcorder right now. That is what you're seeing. That is what is being streamed out to the world.
To show a little bit about me capturing the liminal stream from yesterday that I recorded on the VHS camcorder that I use as a webcam. I am now going through the footage and just capturing it all from the tape itself. And as you can see here, here's me rewinding the actual cassette. And I'm intentionally capturing my rewinding for true effects.
A looming and lurking huge end of a chapter, beginning of a new era in my life right now, especially in the next 3 months. So my plan is to showcase on Pragmagic and Hauntomancer a collection of episodes styled around Hauntomancy, or like the practice and the specters of self, presence of the self specter, more focused and thematic within the constructs of, the transformative transition through the currents of Pragmagic and Hauntomancer, which if you haven't yet subscribed to Hauntomancer, I would do it through the Substack, but it is also fancy, and all of that has been collected under the Hauntomancer podcast channel, or Hauntomancer podcast channel, so look into that. I also started a YouTube where I do more of my experimental videomancy and audiomancy media magics through Hauntomancy practices at youtube.com/@Hauntomancer. So Patreon is the main source of Hauntomancy, Pragmagic, audiomancy, Peter Hollywood, all of it. So there is a free subscription service, and I recommend folks to subscribe for free. Subscribe for free, and you'll see content that I post. And if you want to make the jump, do that. From the bottom of my heart, thank you to my lovely patrons for supporting Peter Hollywood, Pragmagic, Revelator Ross, Dakota Slim, magnanimous media magic currents that are forever toiling and bubbling up with my insane and chaotic nature in hyper posting. Every week you are being inundated, I'm sure, with emails of a updated draft of a book, a forthcoming Substack article, a new rendition of a song from the forthcoming album, video, just fun updates. I use Patreon specifically as my only social media. Everything else is in service to Patreon, and so without you, I wouldn't be able to do any of it. With the first part, which will be called 3 months ago. That's the title of the video, and it's The Specter. It's a temporally displaced self, and it will be an edited version of my dimming room tour 3 months ago.
Welcome. Forgive the delay in speaking. I'm testing that you can hear me. And you can. Thanks to those of you who are joining me this weird Sunday new moon evening. I've decided that it would be kind of fun and a sort of resetting, recalibrating, sort of new era kind of way to give a tour on the sacred space that I'm in currently. I've termed the dimming room, and that I've written about or spoken about extensively, whether it's via Haunt Manual or Pragmagic, or even the upcoming album I've been working on and showing tidbits of. But I feel like today it's finally culminated. Months and months of wiring, of ramshackle scourging through sullied and terrible dead technologies to bring you a dimming room that is now currently operable. Well, at least as operable as I can manage. But we'll talk more about that later. Right now you're seeing me posting at the kind of performance area of the magical media space. The dimming room, for those of you that don't know, is the term I've given the sacred kind of magical art space I've utilized through many different states of consciousness and, you know, literally through many different living situations, from an old pantry where I installed a shitty old mattress and some tape loop stuff and other ways to what I term dim the zim zoom, or to kind of fade, make opaque the between whatever this shared somatic is and whatever else there is. And I've utilized these spaces, these sacred kind of dimming spaces for audiomancy, where, you know, through sound magics, I've been able to not only enhance and inspire my own creative constructs within songwriting and, you know, sheer kind of creative abandon through sonic maneuvers, but also some very haunted and paranormal aspects that those of you that have read or are reading Haunt Manual, my ongoing kind of document, living grimoire of hauntomancy, my magical praxis concerning the hauntology of the self, will surely understand what I'm talking about. Those of you that are here maybe just to kind of dig deep into the ratitudes and the weirdness of ramshackle and otherwise glitchy, forgotten, hauntological forms of media technology that I've brandished and am brandishing currently, hopefully there's something for all of you to get a kick out of, and hopefully I don't trip on anything in the dark. There's a lot to be said. Over the past few months, I not only been kind of mum on the Pragmagic current, mainly because I've been working extremely hard in setting up this space to tend to, like a multi-armed cephalopod, the many projects that I have kind of cooking at the moment, term. And some of them a bit more immediate. But here I feel like I've finally constructed a space where I have designated altars to each of those currents and can tend and get weird with everything in between. And I should say, forgive me if you see some rather untoward images behind me. I am projecting and live video manipulating some rather classy B-movies and a collection that I've procured, and forgot that, oh yeah, maybe some of the images therein are probably not appropriate for the Google bots and the tech bro noids. So forgive me if you see something a little awkward. Not the wrestling. The wrestling's totally fine. In which case, I can live manipulate it over here and we can put it through some different renditions so that it's not so crazy. But yeah, I'll showcase what I'm messing with, what I'm using, and yeah, maybe we'll keep that there as a kind of analog sensor bar. But yeah, so the dimming room is a long time, I create everything in this tiny place that my partner and I got. It was our first place up here in Cascadia in Seattle. And we're really milking the corners of this space in sort of an organized chaos sort of way. And it's taken a couple of years, but I feel like I finally reached a good apex as to every altar being appropriately assessed and communed with, no matter the artistic medium and no matter the magical working. So it very much is a kind of fugue state room, where I'm allowed to just sit, plug and play, and dim the zim zoom, or dim that contraction to the fathomable. I feel like this is somewhat of a CIA interrogation film, so forgive me for the pomp and ceremony with the black and white, but this is also on par with the kind of dead technology of which I'm using. I figured out how to use my old 80s tube amp cameras as webcams, along with newer media and newer talismanic tools to do so. Before I get too deep and into the weeds of whatever the fuck this is, I just wanted to say thanks for coming, thanks for dropping by, and it's going to be very informal. I'm going to shift between a nice camera, my tube amp camera of which you're seeing right now, and a webcam, so we can truly investigate the different corners and weirdness that is attuned in this conduit to the other, of which I have termed the dimming room. Yes, and forgive the lewd images behind me. Please do not report me. You can't see anything, really. It's all psychedelic and properly mixed, so don't worry about it. Speaking of which, let's switch from this tube amp camera, and I'll talk about it more in a bit, to a bit of a high quality, more current camera. Ah, yes, there we are. Blood curdling, gruesome, twosome. For those of you that might be listening, because I might be putting this out as a podcast, the collection of B-roll, awesome weirdness, trash cinema, psychotronic cinema that I have live mixing right now has got some incredible titles, which works on par with the talismanic tirade of terror that we're about to dip into. And those of you watching, so this is my DSLR camera. This is more of the current technologies, better quality. But I can also switch, and I don't know where the webcam is right now, but we'll hit the webcam, and that's over there. I can walk around with it, and we can dig deeply into the ratitudes. Please let me know if you are in the chat, if there's any echo or awful audio sounds. A lot of the reason why I have not been using my Patreon streams that I've been doing pretty routinely as podcasts, even though some of them have been incredible, is just because through all these testing and different mechanisms, quality can be a bit too hard to parlay, and ain't nobody got time for that shit. So hopefully this works fine. That said, where do we begin? I am sitting here at the kind of audiomancy and videomancy station of the dimming room. I'm going to go ahead and stand up. I might turn on some lights and we can walk through with the webcam different things. I doubt anyone's watching, and if you are, I applaud you and thank you for being here with me. So let's go to the webcam. As you can see, I've tried to put chat on there. I'm going to go ahead and get up. Oh, I did want to make mention that every sacred space and every ritual is not without its ritual garb. And I can even turn on the light by live video mixing more. There we go. I am in my dimming room garb, which, if you can see, is a big collared jumpsuit, not unlike Michael Myers' attire. For the past couple months, anytime I'm ready to get to work in the dimming room, I throw this guy on. It's kind of like my ritual robe to get messy and weird with all this dead tech. I liken it to, you know, the garb one wears, you know, whether it be the fragrances and the ceremonial pomp and circumstance of an actual ritual, you know, being in tune with how you're presenting to the other is paramount. And there's a sort of utilitarian and pragmatic aspect that I really like when I know that if I'm putting on this onesie where I look like a toddler, a toddler mechanic and or a Michael Myers impersonator, that I'm going to work and I'm going to dance with some ghosts. All right, enough of that. But let's see. This is the camera, the old tube amp camera. As you can see, video camera, it's an RCA. It doesn't have zoom. It's basically like an old school security camera. And here it is. Do not point at bright lights. It can burn the image on the tube in the camera. The sensor is an analog tube, not digital, with box, lens, manual, blah, blah, blah. So that is, let me get the wireless mice. That is this guy. It's a very ghosty camera, and it's pure analog. True communion between analog and digital is I'm able to, stream this to the world through this old archaic tube camera. So yeah, that's the black and white beauty that you're seeing that looks very spectery. Let's go back to the webcam. Shalom. So as you can see, some ramshackle soundproofing hasn't done us much good. But if you notice, the drums aren't in here at the moment. So a pretty open space. And yeah, let's see. Yeah, what I'll do is walk around and we'll just kind of go through things. Hopefully you can see everything okay. Those of you that have been following know that this has been my altar space since moving in here. It's basically been the antenna, the conduit to the rest of the whatever, neither. But I recently downsized. I basically moved my big altar into another part of the house. And so this is kind of my utilitarian altar. It's got, it's become my writing desk. So a lot of the ideas and stuff start here. I'll just pull up my chair and utilize this old altar table to, to write and to, log things. This is basically where a lot of the hauntomancy writings happen. This is my Travel Neo by Alpha Smart, so that I don't use a computer to write and I can still save things. So it's just basically a digital, it's a word processor and it's old school and I don't get any of the, riffraff and accoutrement that you would from writing on a laptop or a phone. And it's actually what I wrote my grandmother's memorial speech on, and I've been using it ever since. It travels with me. It's great. You can back it up pretty simply in a Word document, and it types it out for you after you've typed something. You basically plug it into a USB into a Word document and you hit send and it types it out in this weird hauntological, seeing what you wrote in all of your keystrokes laid before you in quick succession. So that's pretty neat. This is the diagram, or the working diagram, it's kind of since changed, of the hauntomancy specters and those, those workings. Over here is kind of where I've been buckling down and trying to utilize the space for writing, finishing the haunt manual writings, which are now going to be the Hauntomancer book. And all my notes, Divergent Magic Ritual, or Divergent Magic Grimoire, which I use, for the album, for all sorts of things, for video ideas, my liminal baths, I use the paperback, which you can still get on Amazon, and this is just kind of how a lot of the ideas start. It's how the recalibration of the dimming room started. So, yeah, here what once was the big altar is now the, the writing area or the writing nook. And there's my customized dissolver guitar. I put a Bigsby on, and it's very Sonic Youth-y, and I love it. It's even got the Dissolver Echo Resonar sticker on there. And then moving towards the big new iteration is for the videomancy video art stuff. If you saw, I'm going to set this mic down. If you saw how the dim zoom on VHS kind of jam session went, that was largely done with a different calibration. Let's see if I can turn. Yeah. Whee. And if you watched that video of that dim session, you saw me get up and, let's turn this down a little bit, and rewind basically the VHS that Freighter Perseus was on. So I had to recalibrate this entire section with my video mixer. That's how I am. The video mixer, that's how I'm basically live manipulating all the footage. This dirty, circuit bent dirty video mixer, which is an old VHS tape that was circuit bent to have two RCA in video ins and one out, so that it can kind of glitch two signals. Using the, this is my classic Sony that I've had forever, Hi8. The camera just decided to stop working because of a capacitor issue. So I'm using it as a Hi8 VCR right now, basically. And it's playing stuff kind of edited in. This is the glitch cam, which you can barely see. Let me try to turn on some better lights. I didn't really think this through for all of the lighting apparatus. Let it focus. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, writing area. This is the glitch cam right here. It was water damaged. I bought it in Portland for like $5. Completely water damaged. Found parts for it to get it running. It can record. The viewfinder is completely fucked. And the signal, especially the signal out, is totally scrambled, but I really like it. It's very glitchy, and I have it going through. This is what it looks like. So that's, it's pointed at my seat right now. That scrolling weirdness, that is the glitch camera. But that is a camera, and it is, you can see image when I play the guitar. It comes up, but yeah, you can kind of see the texture of my poncho on my chair. But yeah. And then I just picked up this DVD Blu-ray player for $20, mainly so I could showcase some different footage that I don't have on VHS yet. Specifically what I'm splicing right now, which is Something Weird Videos Extra Weird, a sampler of the weirdest DVD collection on Earth, over 100 of the most amazing movies ever made. And yeah, a veritable treasure trove of oddities. So that's cool, because I now have that. I now have that all mixed in to the video mixer. And this is the piece de resistance as far as the Videomancy is concerned. When I'm playing live and I want everything to be customized and highly affected, I have the Hi8 footage, live cameras, VHS player, which is down here, I'm showing the ground, VHS player, DVD player, all coming through an RCA, and this is how I live manipulate. And again, this is just to my left in the performance space. So if I was to go back to this, this is how I'm affecting all the video. So I can even chroma key colors out, and that's how I like a lot of the glitch. So here's that glitch camera. You can kind of see my hand in there. See that? That's the water damage glitch camera that gives me nothing but magic. If you follow the Patreon, You know, I've been utilizing this videomancy, not unlike a kind of Brian Geisen, William S. Burroughs dream machine. And I'll have, you know, multiple projectors on me and split into different rhythmic kind of, you know, pitter-patter revolutions. And I'll do a meditation, one of my simple kind of meditative practices, and allow the light, you know, to kind of intercede and infect, you know, my mental wandering as it's like blasting over my eyelids. And so that's been the very like pragmatic, very simple way to utilize the dimming room, and why I've worked so hard to really kind of commune with not only digital and analog aspects of the past and old tools that I've used and what I grew up using, and explorations and how to, you know, jumble and create something new with this stuff, is that it is very much the sort of like scientific signal flow side of a lot of the artistic and magical processes. I mean, manipulating light and sound, especially in a somatic atmosphere, is unquestionably extremely magical, in an artistic sense especially. And so being able to do that and kind of have it feedback loop, you know, through the hauntomancy, you know, tirades in different things that I'm sourcing and tools that I'm using, and in this crazy feedback loop of old media, new media, you know, sentimancy, all kind of nullifying this like nostalgia show of hauntology, you know, which is like this capitalistic vacuum of member berries and, you know, scourging remakes. And, you know, hauntomancy was always like the kind of hopeful kind of, sometimes a pharmacon, sometimes a poison and an antidote of that, when it comes to the self, and utilizing and cycling through your own eras of self as a creator, as a creative, and communing with these lost and forgotten synapses of projects and ideas, and creating new atmospheres, and, you know, documenting it all. It's all because I've been able to kind of conjoin it within that signal flow, systemic idea of, you know, causality, even in like a technical sense. This wire goes here, this wire goes here. Even when I'm fucking with things, it's, you know, there is a linear aspect to it all that is just kind of rife for the fuck withingeth, if that's even a verb. But yeah, moving on. So then, you know, this is just one corner. So I showed you kind of a little bit of, you know, the mission control, where like the computer recording apparatuses, the digital dialogue to the rest of the world, that it's coming from, you know, over there. It's broadcasting how you're seeing me now. But what's happening atmospherically in the room, whether it's coming from me and live manipulating, kind of happens on this side. And it keeps me away of utilizing a computer, getting lost in mouse clicks and over edits and post-production. It's like all in this means to try to get to that fugue state where self-editing isn't so necessary, because you're able to kind of go through the tirades and the tundras of any kind of art escapade, within a dimming session, you know, instead of needing to pepper it up or show it to the rest of the world. It's like, you know, what's he building in there? Kind of energy, for sure. But yeah, I can show now a little bit. Actually, I should check in. I don't know if anyone Let's go back to the webcam. Let's see if I can put the webcam over here. And then that would... should be a little better. And that should show, yeah, the Divergent Magic music box over here. Oh, sweet. What's up, Leo? Want to make sure this is still going. Check, check. Yeah. Cool. So yeah, this is now the Audiomancy side, the Divergent Magic music box, the thing that started me off on this whole tirade to build kind of contraption-like altars for different art escapades. And it's been through many variations. It's basically a suitcase so that I could utilize this live. When Mary and I played a Moon Revel show in early March, I brought this, not with the NPC, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but everything you're seeing pretty much was at that show I brought, and it was all compactable. I can shut this, open it up. I built little shelves and installed like vocal processing. This is my drum machine. Right now I have, because I'm working on the Rebel Roz record and it uses a lot of self-sampling, I'm using an MPC, which I've always wanted since I was a kid, as a hip-hop fan. And it's been the tool that I don't have to use the computer, you know, to sequence or sample. It's all hardware, and I can basically sample and sequence myself my own customized samples. So that's what I've been using for the album. And all of that goes through my four track, because I love the preamps, and it kind of works as like a stage mixer for my mic, my e-drums, the MPC. I have my Casio synth here. My CZ-1000. This is basically what the entire record is coming out with. What you're not seeing and what's not in the room right now is my drum set, which is over there a little bit. But outside of the drum set not being pictured, the idea is this album, Roz Al Ghul, will be made right here, constructed, you know, recorded, everything tethered right here through the Divergent Magic music box. It's got its designated power. Yeah, there's some DIs, some extra hard drives for the MPC, you know, bells, harmonicas. And then if we move down, another aspect I use live is kind of this shelf I repurposed. It's kind of like a little nightstand or something. But I repurposed it to hold Herbert, which is my old 1970s rhythm machine. That's Herbert, who's hosting, you know, my Casio CZ-1000. And underneath, on the bottom shelf, is my loop station, which I was kind of using live before I grabbed the MPC so that I could, you know, sample me playing drums and loop it and construct it. So, not using it to record the album just because I'm not a fan. It's a little janky. It's a little old school. It's one of those big RC50s. From Boss that I got for like $150, you know. It's great and it's awesome to play with live, but it's good for writing sessions and especially dim sessions. But definitely not something I'm trying to move away from needing so much. And then this is my simple guitar pedal rig, my Baritone Electric that I've been using for over a decade now. Ectogasm, here he is. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not great at pointing the webcam. But there's Ectogasm, and I'm a really simple guitar tone guy. I really just have it going through a classic, an old school reverb, a really like shitty kind of reverb pedal. I think it's a Ross reverb pedal that I've had forever. A rat that's extremely testy that I use for a little bit of distortion. And Mary's DD6 right now for a bit of delay. But that's it as far as my guitar rig, quote unquote, is concerned. I'm not a huge pedal guy. I think that you can get lost in the sauce and a lot of them become redundant. And so outside of a specific reverb I'm trying to get, or, you know, maybe a slapback delay and some distortion, that's really all I use. And my amp is underneath the writing station, and it's the out is going straight into over here. So I'm reamping into my Scarlett, and underneath that is my dual cassette deck. This is how I make my masters for the Somatic cassettes, or the Hex cassettes, is I make my masters with this guy, and then I duplicate them over yonder, which I can show you in a little bit. But there's the DSLR using a cassette to raise it up. That's how I get the high quality. New projector all the way back here. Old DSLR. But yeah, there's Logan, whose photography you see all over Revel Ra's stuff. It's actually the background of this very, scene or whatever for OBS. One best buddy. He also just gave me some beautiful coyote photographs to use for the Revel Ra's record that he posted on Instagram, Paint the Hills Orange, which you should follow. And it's a big hint of what's to come. Speaking of Somatic magics, next parcel is going to get, he sent me some burnt ends of his analog photography. And I'm going to send these out with the Revel Ra's, Ra's Al Ghul cassette. Really cool. Cool little micro press ism to showcase. So thanks for that, Logan. But yeah, that's that over here is the music center, or the Divergent Magic music box on top, and then all the fun accoutrement at the bottom. Other amps, other things, percussion. But really, that is video, audiomancy, writing, broadcasting, some, you know, more extraneous stuff. And then back here is where I have my workbench, and this is where I make the tape loops. Let me see if I can do this real quick. Give it a little light. Yeah, so there's my copyette. That's how I make the Hex cassettes. Otherwise, it would take me 90 minutes a tape to make. Right now, I have my copies of the Ra's Al Ghul album, cassette only album, in green. And here's some of the multicolored jackets that I designed and had to print out. And that alone is a horror show. But when I do the somatic documentary. I'll showcase the process of designing and making these. Here's a finished dim zoom cassette, Leo. It's even got the moon revel split. So I had to hand cut out these labels for moon revel and dim zoom. Really excited about how the hex cassettes are turning out. And yeah, this is basically right now I'm trying to fix an old cassette jogger that I bought off Etsy that was working and isn't working anymore. So this is where I would open it up. I have my soldering station. This is the somatic media kind of altar. This is where everything's kind of created, handcrafted, all of that stuff. Underneath this is where all my tape masters are. Yeah. So we got the somatic magic, you know, altar. Over here is kind of Mary's corner. It's a little dark, but it's all of her instruments, her big keyboard, her nice keyboard, her saxophone, her guitars, amps, some of the stand-up drums she was doing. Has kind of a live room, but yeah, this is now all wired together and everything is working in Congress. I even have a window that no one ever sees because I always have it shut. But there's the outside. So yeah, broadcasting altar, all connected with my creepy heads on there. Cameras, recording central, basically. Writing videomancy with some extra projectors, kind of performance space, divergent magic, music box, and everything's powered on, plugged in, ready to go. That's how you're seeing any of these weird dim sessions I'm doing, is because they're all coming from, watch, it's gonna fall, yeah, they're all coming from right here, and I'm just sitting like a major octopus right here. So yeah, new moon, new dimming room. It's all ready to go. Please be on the lookout. Got the somatic magic media kind of documentary I've been working on. If you tuned in early on this, there's some footage of me holding the hex cassettes, some nicer footage with a Rebel Roz demo. That's kind of from that documentary. So that's the big MO, is next, releasing, you know, this Pragmagic, Hauntomancer, big major launch into the somatic magics, our hex cassettes, our zines. Got a Hauntomancy primer zine coming. There's going to be new Haunto or Haunt Manual, Hauntomantic kind of writings on Substack, which will be out a couple of times this next month. One quick one discussing the differences and the tethers between hauntology and hauntomancy, and another exciting one kind of diving more deep into a proposed prospector ritual to kind of see the whole overview of the rituals that have been happening. More videomancy art, especially with dim zoom. I hope you caught me capturing Leo on VHS tape. Well, he captured himself in Illinois, and then I captured him playing on VHS tape and then performed with it. And so we're doing something with that that should be really cool coming up. And yeah, the Rebel Roz record, what once was Roz Al Ghul, which you can now purchase on tape via WeTheHollow.bandcamp.com. It's our first hex cassette publicly released. I make them to order over there. They're created here. You know, we also do I'm also doing the Audiomancy Ritual Ribbons, where I'm creating tape loops of, you know, highly unique individualized sonic sorcery. I'm doing that all over here in a handcrafted cassette loop and sending them out to certain people to use in their own audiomancy practice. Yeah, lots of great things going, and finally feel like the dimming room is primed and ready to kind of, for me to walk in and to stop, you know, obsessing so much about cable length and running video and how many working RCA cables I need to grab for all this dead technology and video. Yeah, lots of stuff coming, but I think for me the big one next is going to be this deeper dive into somatic magic, what it means, why We the Hollowed is pushing itself into micro-publishing, making zines, making cassette tapes, why talismanic media is necessary. And outside of that, be on the lookout for other, you know, really fun off-the-cuff projects, maybe a single here and there, or another live stream of a Rebel Ross song, which I think right here I have Disappear ready to go. Yep, there's Disappear. High quality. But anyways, thanks so much for coming and checking out the dimming room. Hopefully that's not cutting me out. We'll go back to the old tube amp camera security footage. Stay tuned for Hauntomancer. Follow Hauntomancer if you haven't yet. YouTube.com/@Hauntomancer. It's where I post all of these experiments and, you know, ontology of the self magics that you can see in video and audio format. There's still so much. There's so much. It's a new moon. It's a new dimming room. So please haunt on. Create your own sacred space. I would love to see yours. Follow me at patreon.com/pragmagic. Email me your sacred space. Let's do a tour. I want to see yours. I want to see more of the pragmatic and applicable artistic, you know, maneuvers in what it takes to create and to conjure and to get into the dimming zone. And yeah, let's tour each other's sacred and liminal spaces. That said, haunt on. We'll be right back.
from the bottom of my heart, thank you to my lovely patrons for supporting We the Hallowed, Pragmagic, Revelator Roz, Dakota Slim, the magnanimous media magic currents that are forever toiling and bubbling, and thank you for putting up with my insane and chaotic nature in hyper-posting. Every week you are being inundated on a updated draft, a book, a forthcoming Substack article, a new rendition of a song from the forthcoming album, a Patreon-only video, just fun updates. I use Patreon specifically as my only social media, really. Everything else is in service to Patreon, and so without you, I wouldn't be able to do any of it. Thank you very much, Austin Ashley, Lindsay Pinzer of the Pins Punks, Mr. Thomas Wiston, appreciate it, sir. Kendall, thank you very much. Madam Psychotic, boy, I know who you are, and you know I got you. The bright star of Kane, the Rhythm Mancer himself, thank you. Miss Elena, or Sorcerer's Homie, thank you very much. I actually have her wonderful created tarot gradation, color spectrum induced multi-current tarot deck, and it's incredible. I used this in a working a couple months ago. Mr. Chet Czar, it's an honor, sir. What an incredible artist. Thank you very much. Alex Ledbetter, thanks, man. Miss Jenny Rockwell, very inspiring human being. I appreciate you. Mr. Commonwealth Chanting, or as he is now known as Peace Chanter. Corey Ann, thank you. Cassia, and Spooky. Tony Davis, wilderness survival wizard, and Dr. Vanessa Sinclair. Carl Abrahamson, who I would consider, whether they would consider it or not, as de facto mentors of mine. My old Portland occult triangle compatriot, Mr. Eric Arneson of Arnomancy, Donicide, who appreciate you, and of course, Jilly Beans. If I missed your name in this list of active patrons, I apologize. Please let me know. I will record something and add it to this Patreon sundry. And I also want to thank all of the past members. I still appreciate your patronage, and thank you for doing so for as long as you did, for however long as you did. It went to good use. It's still going to good use. And so thank you very much to everyone at patreon.com/pragmagic. It's been a long time coming, and giving my kudos and graciousness and gratitude to all of you for hanging there with me. All of you have been more privy to goings-on than I should probably be willing to give out, but especially